We're back with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life on the line. Another past guest, but since it's All-Star Week, we want to get people who are adept and expert in the field of sports marketing, baseball, and All-Stars. And you've got an All-Star marketer right here, David Meltzer. Welcome to the phone, and welcome to the show from via phone. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, you sent a lot of good information down. I know you've got some new platforms you're developing and whatnot, but just about the economic impact of the All-Star Game, I guess it hasn't been in San Diego in 25 years. Last one, of course, was in Mission Valley, not in Petco Park. But some of the numbers you sent, you said the San Diego Tourism Authority, they estimate that it could impact the city $80 million.
Do you think that's really going to happen, Dave? Is it really that much?
You know, it depends on the time frame. These are all arbitrary and capricious numbers. The interesting thing is when you're in a city like San Diego that is tourist-based, you know, it's hard to determine the long-term effect. You know, in the short term, it'll be lower than that. As you always know, in previous years and previous cities, like in Minnesota, their range of actual revenue was $21 million to $55 million. So you can see, depending on the independent and dependent variables of where you draw the lines of what the economic impact are, because it goes far beyond just hotel rooms and food and beer. Excuse me. I had too much beer there.
So, what
I know from all of the big games, you know, over literally the past 25 years is that it is a huge positive impact on a city that shows off itself, like San Francisco did in the Super Bowl, Arizona in their Super Bowl. I always see that the government officials either take two different perspectives. One, let's under-exaggerate so that we can continue to get and dissuade other cities from bidding on these games, or two, let's over-exaggerate so we can get elected again for what a tremendous job we do. The interesting thing is it has a very positive economic impact.
Now, there's a lot of costs involved, too. I mean, they're estimating about $1.5 million spent for police and firefighters, et cetera. So we always hear about the gross, revenue figure. We never hear about the costs, although I am seeing a lot of streets getting paved, so that's a good thing.
Nice. Yeah, and that brings up another issue is this appearance side of things. So, a lot of structural improvements are made, and, obviously there's some controversial things that happen when we clean up a city because we don't want the reality to truly show itself. So one of the biggest areas is the homeless.
Right.
And not quite as bad as San Francisco or New York. Here they are denying the fact that they're doing a street cleanup of the homeless before the All-Star Game that has anything to do with the All-Star Game. But it is sad that we, instead of just brushing things under the rug, we don't take, at these times, a serious look at why do we have a homeless issue and what can we do to improve or eradicate that problem.
So you're arguing that putting sharp rocks underneath overpasses where homeless people sleep is a very inhumane thing to do, because I would agree if that's what you're saying.
I am, and I'm also saying that destroying their property when they have nowhere else to store it or put it is also inhumane, and that we have to challenge ourselves to be more interested than interesting. I just launched a book called Compassionate Capitalism that takes an abundant approach to providing value to everyone, and that sometimes, we take a short-term, scarce view of even these great events like an All-Star Game, and we have a huge opportunity to create significant change. And, sometimes I think we cheat ourselves, that we don't challenge ourselves, like the athletes that we see on the field, these great, future stars, current stars, and home run hitters that we celebrate during the All-Star Game. We could really get creative and try to eradicate the problem that exists for many cities when they have big events.
Now, you say San Francisco spent more than $4 million to try to relocate. Was that a compassionate way to do it, or are they more of a heartless way to do it?
I thought it was heartless, and I think it's a short-term approach of all those people are right back. I was up there on a show the other week and went up for the championship game between the Cavs and Golden State, that final seven, the seventh game. But, everybody was back. So all the millions of dollars was just to clean up a perception, an image, and branding of a city instead of, especially up there where they really pride themselves on being ahead of the curve when it comes to humanitarian efforts and enlightenment with Berkeley and Stanford, et cetera. And, you know, it's a shame that not only don't the cities take a different perspective, but the league itself, these different leagues, not just baseball or football, but all the different leagues and events, you know, and you see where the challenges exist with the Olympics right now, right? We're using all these dollars to supposedly solve problems, and all we've done is create worse problem and a brand and image issue for Brazil.
Are there any cities that are doing something right about this? Could be U.S. or even other countries. Who's doing the best job at helping the homeless situation?
You know, I think the best that I've seen was the Indianapolis Super Bowl years back, where they did take a community effort to utilize funds to build programs. You know, to empower women, for example, you know, there's a huge issue with single moms not being able to afford a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I have been developing an economic structure that turns some, you know, we have a big problem with the big boxes in retail that they're closing. So you have, you know, Kohl's and sports authorities. You know, what if we created an empowerment pod living environment where single moms could have a very healthy, safe place to live, clean, with a big communal area, and we use some of these bigger spaces that we're not going to fill up because of Amazon to help sustain and grow the empowerment of women so that we don't have this homeless epidemic. And then the second issue is with veterans. Over 50% of our homeless are veterans.
Yeah, we'll come back with that. We've got to take a little break right now, though. We'll come back with David Meltzer, Sports Marketing One, right after this. Hang on. We're back in the home stretch with David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing. Let me get that corrected. And I know Richard wanted to ask David Meltzer some questions.
Are you, Dave, you coming down to the All-Star game?
Oh, yeah. We have a full week down there. It's a busy week. We have the All-Star game, the ESPY Awards, and then we're coming back down for opening day at Del Mar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there as well. Mm. But if you go to FanFest, make sure you stop by. Regine Locklear is painting 22 All-Star players, four stadiums, and all kinds of things. You guys should meet.
Padres have had 22 All-Stars, if you can believe it.
Yeah. I believe it. I'm a huge fan, as you know.
But stop by.
How many this year, Richard? Just one? Just Will Myers? Is he the only guy?
I think probably just Will Myers, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see who was selected. But, yeah, he's having a great year.
A lot of Cubs will be here.
Yeah, including their first baseman who used to play for us.
Yes,
but anyway.
Rizzo.
Hey, Dave, did you see back from Africa?
Yeah.
What were you doing over there?
You know, Warren Moon and I, my business partner, we raise money to help adopt a village. And so we're building schools in Africa, out in the Masamara, and it was a life-changing event. My favorite thing, just as a quick story, is that we asked the village of the mamas and the babas, the dads and the moms and 500 children, what they would rather have, clean water or education. And invariably, almost unanimously, they said they wanted education. Mm-hmm. That's how thirsty and empowered they are in Kenya to change the way that they're looking at things and change the entire world through education.
Well, we're getting a digital world. The world's getting smaller every day with the way we're all getting connected up with communication and wiring, right? Now, you've got something about the home run derby that you wanted to discuss. Now, how does that work? The pitchers, who's throwing the ball to these batters? And tell us about some of the controversy going on.
Yeah, so, you know, there's always been kind of this variable involved in the home run derby on who's throwing the pitches. And so, you know, we've even had fathers throwing to sons, coaches, and, you know, obviously that variable determines on who's going to actually hit those home runs, what spot they're aligned in, and how this in all reality affects who's going to win the home run derby. And so, you know, kind of looking at revisiting the format, you know, shorter pitchers, who would have the best options moving forward. We want to revamp the home run derby so that maybe everyone faces the exact same pitcher and at least have a consistent variable to give everyone the same chance to win that derby.
Mm. Gotcha. Yeah, I guess it does make sense. If a pitcher knows where the sweet spot is for a particular batter, you can rig the system.
So, some guys are really good at throwing BP and some guys aren't.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. And it could just be a variable that makes it fun as well. You know, I did enjoy when, I forget who the player was, when he had his father throwing to him. And, you know, obviously he'd been throwing to him for close to 30 years, so it was no problem knowing exactly where he likes to yank the ball out.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were going to make some analogies to the Pro Bowl and the NFL and how what they might do, what lessons they can learn from the All-Star game, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a show. And I think, you know, ever since we had the tie game, you know, and you could see exactly what was going on with the All-Star game, although the winner of the All-Star game gets the coveted home field advantage in the World Series, my feeling with the Pro Bowl, which is the icon for a waste of time, where you have and the NFL is not happy. You know, we have to be creative. You make a show out of it, and I think if you look at the Pro Bowl, if they took lessons from the Home Run Derby and the Futures Game and the NBA with the 3-point contest and all these, with the Pro Bowl, we could easily have to be a Senior Bowl for college with all the scouts, coaches, and everyone watching these great collegiate guys who would literally play to the death to make the NFL. So you would have an extremely extremely competitive game, but then just have a show, an award show, so that the best players get
awarded. What do you think of this, David? I think you should make the NFL Pro Bowl flag football, because...
It almost is.
They tried one of those, and unfortunately, people still got hurt.
Really? Honest to God? They tried flag football, and they got hurt?
I didn't even understand the last Pro Bowl when you had retired players picking teams. I'm like, that was just so ridiculous.
Huh. And then you have like the 6th-string quarterback that is now called a Pro Bowler because nobody else wants to play.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what do you think of a longest field goal contest? Just put the ball on a tee and just start moving it back and, you know, get up to 70, 71. You guys could probably kick it off a tee 70 yards, I'll bet you, right?
Oh, no problem. Yeah, those kind of things are exactly what the fans want, you know, and if you figure out even, you know, the punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah,
competition, and you got the best quarterbacks doing things like that, or the best players. You know, we could be really creative mitigate any risk of injury as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Roger Goodell's going to have a heart attack when I say this, but I think they should have the most interesting and creative touchdown spike contest.
See, I think that's a great idea, but yeah, Roger went like.
No,
it.
I think a dance off in the end zone after you score a touchdown.
Exactly.
Who does the best victory dance? I think that'd be good. Maybe Gene can help him out on that.
But Dave, there's some exciting stuff going on at Sports One Marketing, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, we've been really blessed. I developed over the last few years what I call an aggregated marketing platform. And we created a sub-S corp for that. And we are able to aggregate all the static marketing tools used in sports. So everything from billboards to LEDs to the closed-circuit TV to radio, TV, all the areas where we never really know, did that logo have any effect on the 40,000 people in the stadium or the millions of people watching that may see a banner while they're watching the game? Well, now with a call to action that's based off of giving, we're actually able to convert not only those eyeballs into understanding where those eyeballs are going, tracking them, driving sales to e-commerce sites and brick-and-mortar sites, but we're also able to actually collect and reposit data from those people that are looking at an advertisement in a magazine or a billboard on the scoreboard. And through giving, we provide additional marketing opportunities by aggregating all the different things that I've learned over the last 35 years in sports marketing into what really counts, which is tracking sales, driving sales, and aggregating or repositing or collecting data of those people that we can then remarket to provide more value to. And so we had a public company put out a letter of intent to purchase the aggregated marketing platform company, as well as our processing for a cause company, which utilizes the processing of small businesses to provide money to charities. Mm. And so it's been really, really exciting over the last 7 years, Warren and I building these two things up to actually not only get acquired, but also participate in the new company and grow it to a whole nother level.
So let's say as a consumer, I want to buy some sports merchandise. Is this, it's all being driven to the mobile app, the mobile phone now, or how's it working?
Terrific. So a good example is we're doing on July 19th, the Sports One Marketing giveaway night at the Angel Stadium. So you come into the stadium, we're advertising on TV, radio, and print, and we have these great companies like Heritage Financial and Where Were You When, and all these guys that are giving over $500 worth of gifts for coming into a stadium. You have a virtual gift bag that allows you to accept or decline any gift in that bag. And then we're also driving sales to different stores, different e-commerce sites, and then collecting the data so that those companies can remarket to you. And the best part about it is the last component of every one of our aggregated marketing offers is a give back. So it says, if you appreciate the over $500 of gifts that you've received, please pay it forward and donate to the Crescent Moon Foundation, which is Warren's foundation, providing scholarships to underprivileged kids.
Mm. And then also using the processing for a cause. Can you go into a little detail on that?
Yeah. So what we found was in this credit card processing business, it's a dirty business, and there's these middlemen that basically do nothing but secure fees. Mm-hmm. And so we went to First Data, the largest processing company, and said, instead of using ISOs, what if we went out and motivated different businesses, small to medium-sized businesses, to utilize processing for a cause, and the fees that they pay today to these middlemen would go to the charity or cause of their choice. So instead of paying just plain bank fees, those fees now go to your kid's soccer league, your high school,
nice.
Or St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. But it's been a great program for us, and we have hundreds of charities that we're getting money for.
And you can
now
pick the cause as you process, right?
Correct.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're just about wrapped up here, David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing. We thank you so much for being our guest again, and let's have a great All-Star game. We'll hope to see you down here. Gene Lockler, veteran player, all-around good guy and great artist, official artist of the All-Star
official
Game.
Official artist of the
All-Star Game. Thanks for being our guest. Richard, great seeing you. Justin Hart on our board. Thanks for making it sound great. Thanks to Craig Blank, our con executive, and Dave Smith, our program genius here at KFMB. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iWayMoney.com. Have a great week. See you next time. Bye-bye now.